My name is Joe Curry for Davin's Den. Millions of people fall prey on internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin talks with his scammer Belinda about the funeral that she went to. And is Davin a fat, elderly man with months to live? Listen and enjoy.
Shall we go to the Dark Continent?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, last week, I interrogated both our ladies, both Mavis Mills, Dick Eldorado's gal.
Yes.
And she stuck to her story.
Yeah.
And she took the blame.
Yes.
And
she threw herself under the bus.
Exactly.
And are you proud of her, Joe? I mean, Dick?
She's a stand-up woman. That's my gal.
And my gal, Belinda, who also stuck to her story, that she has no idea what the hell any of this is.
Right.
And she actually said she was going to lose sleep over this.
Well, how
she?
Because
I was interrogating her.
Well, I know, and you're a good interrogator.
I most certainly am. I'll be calling Ben after the show.
Actually, the Army wants to use you as a secret.
I'm going to pee on people's
weapon.
Head. I'm a slow trip.
But just put them in a trash container, and then we have the guy for you.
So that was February 28th. March 1st, I write to Belinda. I go, I hope you have a safe trip. Because remember, she's going to see Rita for the funeral.
For the funeral.
Right.
I'm thinking about you. She goes, thanks, hon. I had a safe trip. I'm also thinking about you. I ask her how Reed is holding her. I don't hear from her till March 3rd. Well, it's a sad event, but she's doing well now. Had the funeral yesterday, and today is the Thanksgiving service. I go, would love to hear about the Thanksgiving service. Did everybody like the outfits you made? Is Kasha with you? That's her daughter. Pretty quiet here. I've been sick all weekend. Seems to be a recurring theme. So just staying in bed and going to work. The show must go on, as they say. She goes, oh, sorry to hear you're sick. Wish you a speedy recovery. That's my gal. I go, thanks. She goes, most people like the outfits. I go, most? What is wrong with the others? Dummies. I go, did you take a picture for me of the outfits?
Right.
She goes, yeah, I did. But how are you doing? How are you feeling? I go, I'm okay, tired, ache, and achy mostly. I'll live. I asked her if she brings her daughter with her. She says, no, she left her with her aunt. I said, are you heading home? She goes, she'll be leaving tomorrow. I asked her how it's going. She goes, it went well, but everything will be over tomorrow, and that's when I'll leave. I go, are you looking forward to going home? She goes, yes, I miss Kasha already. I go, I'm sure she misses you too. Have you spoken with her on the phone? Yes, we spoke this morning and afternoon. We'll talk to her before she goes to bed. I go, that's good. Never easy for a little girl when they miss their mommy. She goes, that's true. I want her to know I am with her even if I'm not there. I go, that's very sweet. I bet you'll get a big hug and a kiss when you arrive tomorrow. She goes, yeah, I always do, even when I get her from school. I go, your little girl loves you. Anything else going on with you? She goes, not really. Just want to be there for Rita, and I think I've done my best. Have you taken any medicine for your sickness?
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Here's where it gets very conflicting. I always say this, where I say nonsense, and then there's things that conflict. The way she was talking about a daughter sounds like it's a woman, because I don't think a guy, you know, would. It just seems very feminine, you know, like a more motherly.
Dads don't like their kids.
But it doesn't, especially not you. But it's
exactly.
A lot more maternal, if you will.
I thought it was sincere.
But in a more of a maternal than a paternal way.
I think it was legit.
But I'm kind of surprised that you were still thinking that this might be a man talking to him. I'm quite sure it's a woman.
Yeah, you know, I'm still, because my doubts were in where it could have been a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in that whole passage there.
No, that's...
It sounded very maternal, more than paternal.
I agree.
Was a guy.
Seems like a real conversation to me.
Yeah.
It seemed like she was genuinely concerned about me being sick, too.
Yes.
Well, remember, my theory is that perhaps this has moved to a wedding type of plan.
Yes.
Yeah. It started as, we want to get this guy's money. Now it's like, we want to get this chick married off.
Yeah. And then get his money.
Sure. But, you know, but at least I get the chick.
Yeah.
Sure. Then I don't have to talk to white women in Phillips, Wisconsin. I'll have my African woman with me. She gave me Trucker Tom. Tom can say, I'm a big fan of your work. Thank you for the shots. I go, I'm sure she appreciates it. I tell her I took some cold medicine yesterday to get me through the show. Today I am not taking anything. With my addictions, it is best I not take medications if possible, since they have alcohol in them. Thanks for the concern.
Nice.
Because remember, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Yes, you are.
I most certainly am. She asked me, won't I go to the hospital? I go, I don't think it's that bad. I go, are you going to fly to the USA to come to my funeral? She goes, oh, not yet.
She can make the dresses. nice. She goes, oh, not yet, maybe 2099, with a smiley face.
Okay.
I go, I think I'll be going long before then. I'm an elderly man who is fat. I probably only have a couple of months left to live. You better hurry.
Oh, that's a nice callback.
She goes, I don't think so. You'll live. You'll live longer than that. I go, so how long do you wish me to be around? She goes, till 2099.
Okay.
I go, well, I most certainly will be an old man then. I will definitely be of no use to you. So then I guess you will just dump me in the river and let the crocodiles feast on me. Joe likes this relationship all of a sudden.
Yeah, really. He's got a nice outcome.
She goes, we will both be old and reflect on the good old days together.
That's sweet.
I go, so you see us growing old together? She goes, yes, I do. Do you think it's wrong or bad for me to do that? I go, I don't think it's wrong or bad. It could happen, but we have much to discuss when you get back.
Right.
We both know what lay ahead of us, and I don't think now is the best time to discuss that, given where you are and where you are there and why you are there. So for just today, yes, we will grow old together. Can't wait to take out my dentures and give you a big sloppy kiss.
You do something else, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm old. How long do you think I have?
He's not on the drive with you anymore.
She goes, okay, I understand you. I guess it's also reasonable. I go, none of this is reasonable. The reasonable train left many months ago when you thought you could find love pretending to be something you were not, and when I fell for it. This is not reasonable, but this is our reality.
Oh, God.
What?
You're just a sentence ago. I'm sorry. I'm not – this is bizarre. I'm feeling bad for it. But just a sentence ago, you're like, now you're there at a funeral. I'm going to back off. For now, we're all happy, smappy. And then you're like, oh, yeah, well, the reasonable train left a long, long time ago because you were lying to me. And blah, blah. You're right back into interrogation mode a second after you said you're going
to
lay.
Yeah, it's a mind screw, stupid.
I know.
That's what they do to Marx.
I know.
I love you, now give me my money. I love you, now we have issues. It's the same game.
That's true.
I'm not here for romance. If I'm not leaving my wife for a hot chick I can obtain, I'm going to leave my wife for a hot chick I can't obtain?
For Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.